Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Cascade Theater. My name's Dick Jackson. I am the morning host of Open Air on Jefferson Public Radio. My counterpart in the afternoon, Noah Lindsay, is sitting down here, too. Welcome to the Cascade. Are you excited about tonight? We are going to hear some really good music, so they're going to be coming out in just a few minutes. The Cascade Theater would like to thank Jefferson Public Radio, so you're welcome, I guess. And Jefferson Public Radio would like to thank all of you for listening to us and any donations you might make. Also, the Cascade Theater thanks U.S. Bank and KRCR Channel 7. There's some upcoming shows on the way. A Celtic Christmas is coming up on the 21st, and the Blues Harmonica Blowout, that's January 15th, and January 14th, the Punch Brothers. If you like the kind of music you hear tonight, you're going to love the Punch Brothers if you haven't seen them. A couple of announcements. Please keep your masks on. Mine's off now so I can speak to you. And thanks to everyone for being vaccinated. I know you had to show your vaccine cards to get in there. Thank you so much for that. So, get ready. Coming out here in just a few minutes, it's Bela Fleck and the Bluegrass All-Stars. Thanks so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Greetings. How you doing, everybody? Good to see you. So nice to be back. Some of us were just here. And some of us are still not here. And we're so glad to be together. We haven't gotten to do this in a long, long time, except for our one yearly show at Telluride. We play as a house band. It's been since 2000 or so, since we've actually gone out on the road and played music together. So it's the current excuse for getting together is a new album that I just put out called My Bluegrass Heart. All these guys are on it. We'll be doing some of that through the night, and also a lot of other stuff like Edgar Meyer's great tune we just played, Unfolding. No show is complete without a John Hartford song, so let's get one of those.
In the gutter of the grizzly bear, how much money do I have to get? Get me center where the jet set gets right up on the hill by the doo doo boogie. I wonder what to do with the doo doo boogie. Thank you.
and I think that was kind of fun. How many people? Not so much. Stuart's not sure yet, he's still thinking about it. But let's move in. If you really want to have some fun, let's do some of this great brand new music from my album. This is a tune called Ground Rock. It only hurts a little. If it was a square rock, it would really hurt.
Thank you.
do another tune. This is a kind of farmyard tune. It tells the story of a chicken who ate one of those square rocks and found himself in 5'4" for the rest of his life. This is called Us Chickens. It's actually a pentangular rock.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't round. Not a round rock.
Farm animals, all right.
The
It's fun to think, you know, to think about all the various farm animals, what each one of us might represent up here. You can think about that.
Don't think about it.
Just as the night progresses, if you choose. Write it on a piece of paper. Compare notes.
$100 bill.
Oh, Jerry Douglas, we're going to do a tune now that takes a minute to honor a guy that was important to all of us up here. And in fact, Bela dedicates this new record to two guys, really. One of these, one's Chicory, and the other is one of the songs we're going to do now by Tony Rice, the late, great Tony Rice. Such an influence on all of us here, certainly me. And we're going to do a version of Cold on the Shoulder.
Thanks for your advice, but no.
Are we done?
Now everybody knows.
Thank you.
And you guys are good. Seems like it was different guys last night, but you're the same guys, right?
Sort of.
All right. Moving along. We've got one more for this first set, and what a pleasure it is to play with that together. And honor for me to have them all wearing these tunes and play them. I want to finish up with one.
He said continue on with what
I was saying. Okay. So we're going to finish up with a tune I wrote for this band for Telluride 1 year, and I laughingly entitled it Vertigo because it's kind of complicated and confusing, which, of course, I like that kind of music. About 4 months later, karma struck, and I got vertigo, and it was not amusing in the slightest. Has anybody out there had vertigo? It's not fun, right? Well, hopefully this song is fun, and we'll be back in a little while with a lot more music, so please stick around. This is called Vertigo.
Thank you. Thank you.
as Ben mentioned, it is just wonderful that we all get to congregate together. Here's another tune from My Bluegrass Heart. This is Bumps Rush. Thank you.
Here's one from the old time side of bluegrass music, by way of Uncle Dave Macon. Here's one called the Backwater Blues. Well, the backwaters of the folks are running, and what up about now? I'm going hunting. The Cumberland River sure is a running. Fare you well, oh my little darling, and I'm gone. Oh my love, the lonesome road. Oh my love, it's a lonesome road.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. That's a tune called Humphrey's Moon. It's a hard CD. And ever since Earl Scruggs made the Foggy Mountain Banjo record, any good banjo album has to have a tuner tune. We started the set with a tuner tune called Strider. And it also has to have a harmonics tune. And so this is going to be the harmonics tune. And it's a little bit, you know, there's music that is Tarek, and there's music that is Esso Tarek. And this might be a little further from the Tarek and a little closer to the Esso, if you know what I'm saying. Can you hang with that?
Further than that.
I'll explain later.
I didn't know I was
a Tarek. If it was a farm animal, it would be a Cuban python.
Yeah.
Or possibly two cows. This is called Charm School. Thank you.
Thank you.
few days ago with John Hyatt. This is something completely different. And I've been training for days, weeks, years, months, and this is a blast to get to play with all my pals. This is so much fun. And just to show you how much fun this can possibly be, Sam's going to sing this song. Yes, I knew. You put a bush in sand. So here we go. Yeah. Right on the spot, just like that.
I think it'd be a lot more fun if Edgar sang a song, but all right.
Would you like to hear Edgar sing one for us?
Yes, I
would. I'm a little hoarse.
We sang about ponies earlier.
He was up all night singing to us friends. I'm sorry you missed it.
It's better be a little hoarse than a large toad.
What you gonna sing about, Sam?
Well, thank you, Brian.
Over to you, Sam.
Thanks very much, and that's a wonderful intro for this song.
Take it away, Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
This song literally goes back to something Steve Martin said in the 70s. You just can't do a sad song with a banjo. I mean, you can, but it doesn't sound sad. So you might agree, this one is well about the assassination of William McKinley.
That was just in the news, wasn't it?
How long were you out?
Is the Titanic sunk yet?
But we started this tour in Owensboro, Kentucky, where they have the Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame and Museum, and a beautiful concert hall, and got us thinking about Bill Monroe, the man that started Bluegrass Boys. And it all got started when he started his group, the Bluegrass Boys. It included Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs that played on this tour.
To the horse, we are on this train from Washington.
changing up here. What's going on? What's going on? I thought I knew what was going on. This is quite an operation. Sam Bush has got the fiddle. I didn't know you played the fiddle, Sam. How long was I at? We're working at...
Hi, Jared. How you doing?
Okay. Back to you, Jared.
Thanks, Palin.
Nice talking to you.
Back to you, Brian.
Thank you. What do we got picked out for the show today?
We're going to do another tune.
Is this one about the farm?
This one's about the farm. Actually,
chickens in this one?
There's the tie-in. This tune was written after sort of, you know, driving through the night in a tour bus through Louisiana, and you're sitting up there with the driver, and all of a sudden the sign starts coming towards you, and you're kind of squinting, and it comes closer, and it says, Baptist Pumpkin Farm, and it's gone. So, did I see that? I did not see it. Actually, it said Baptist Pumpkin Center.
A good thing to do that.
Yeah. So I thought nothing of it for several years until I was riding down that same highway, different bus, different driver, same thing. There's a sign coming out. There it says again, Baptist Pumpkin Center. And it was gone. I started thinking to myself, you know, there is some good bluegrass played at that Baptist Pumpkin Center. I know it. So I wrote this tune. It's called Baptist Pumpkin Farm. And you know, the only thing better than one fiddle is no fiddles at all. The only thing better than no fiddles at all is 2.5 fiddles, which we have here tonight. Yes, you heard it in the Creek Center. This is for 2.5 fiddles. Let's start us off with the Baptist Pumpkin Farm. Thank you. Looks like we are getting down to the end of the road here on our set list. It's very sad. At least this last song is about 4.5 hours long, so that's it.
It's kind of a harsh beauty.
Yeah. Harsh beauty. Harsh beauty, then? Good title. Yeah, I was going to call it Telegram for Mongo. Telegram for Mongo. No, listen, I wrote this and titled it for my son. My son Gino loves to hear stories, especially late at night. And I used to make up stories about dragons. It's his favorite thing. And then I came up with the idea of the tentacle dragon, which I believe I've copyrighted now. I have all kinds of tentacle dragon merch. And then this tune is called The Revenge of the Tentacle Dragon. Thank you for listening tonight. We really had a great time. Thank you. I feel like I know the answer to this, but are there any Bluegrass Revival fans out there? Well, let's do a little bit of that. Meanwhile, how about it for Jerry Douglas on the dobro? Sam Bush on the mandolin. Andrew Meyer. Stuart Duncan. I believe that's it. Brian Sutton on the guitar.
And Taylor Slack on the banjo.
Chest.